News for 3 hours. 10 Democrats fighting for the presidential nomination clashed over key issues in Houston, where Fox's own Tanya J. Powers is live.
One flashpoint, former Obama Housing Secretary Julian Castro's criticism of former VP Joe Biden.
Every time something good about Barack Obama comes up, he says, oh, I was there. That's me too. And then every time somebody questions part of the administration that we were both part of, he says, well, that was the president. I mean, he wants to take credit for Obama's work, but not have to answer to any questions.
And Biden had an answer for him.
I stand with Barack Obama all 8 years.
Voters will get a chance to see the same 10 candidates on next month's debate stage, plus any more that qualify by the 1st of October. Lillian.
Thanks, Tanya. Democrats united, though, in blasting President Trump as racist. Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg accusing Trump supporters of looking the other way on racism.
Systemic racism preceded this president, and even when we defeat him, it will be with us. That's why we need a systemic approach to dismantle it.
President Trump visiting Baltimore last night to talk with House Republicans on retreat, also mocking Democrats then. Now, during the debate in Houston, some officers working it, getting word of one of their own shot about a mile away.
When the shots fired rang out, this executive team that immediately deployed, leaving a couple of chiefs at TSU to make sure we continued with egress of that event. We went to the scene and actually we got there in time to actually help put our officer in the ambulance.
That's Police Chief Art Acevedo. One suspect is dead, two more in custody. They're looking for a fourth suspect. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
World markets today getting a lift from a possible thaw in the Chinese tariff war.
Some U.S. soybeans, pork, and other farm products will be exempt from tariff hikes, according to Chinese state-run media. The move comes after President Trump announced yesterday he would delay new tariffs before trade negotiations planned for October. Chinese importers reportedly bought about 600 megatons of U.S. soybeans yesterday. The positive direction in negotiations likely welcome news for U.S. farmers who have been hit hard by the trade war. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
And this morning we're learning that U.S. retail sales rose a moderate 0.4% in July. That's driven higher by auto purchases. Paris today paralyzed by a massive strike as transport workers protested planned pension reform with shutdowns on 10 of the French capital's 16 lines, the strike the biggest since 2007, the first big act against President Macron's plan for a universal pension. Also in France, in court, a princess accused of behaving badly. She's sentenced.
A court in Paris handing Princess Hessa bint Salman a suspended 10-month prison sentence for ordering her bodyguard to detain and beat up a plumber who'd been working in her Paris apartment. The bodyguard has also been convicted. The plumber told police he'd taken a photo of a room and that the princess became angry because her reflection could be seen in the image. The princess's lawyer calling the verdict inexplicable and promising an appeal to prove the royal's innocence. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
And a Tennessee couple welcoming a baby girl on September 11th at 9:11 at night, weighing 9 pounds, 11 ounces. Her mother says her baby girl brought a spot of light to a day darkened by memory. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a goner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
Celebrate 50 years of entertainment at Kirkland Fine Arts Center on September 14th. Enjoy the show Love Letters, starring two iconic stars, Barbara Eden and Barry Botswick. It is the late A.R. Gurney's most famous Broadway production. Audiences are thrilled to see TV's I Dream of Jeannie, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Spin City's Barry Botswick live on stage. Barbara and Barry deliver a once-in-a-lifetime evening. Don't miss it. For tickets, go to KirklandFineArts.com or call 424-6318.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got partly sunny skies and highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 57 for your Saturday, sunny. Highs near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs near 86 degrees. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Back here on a Friday. Yeah, that's right. Friday the 13th. Angela's in from the YMCA. We'll talk about eight ways to measure your fitness that aren't your heart rate. We'll also have the folks coming in with a new program with the Park District and the Community Foundation. All that straight ahead.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Shout out to Brett Jurger and the crew. Dr. Brett and Jurger Pediatric Dentistry are podcast sponsors. So if you missed any of the show today, we had the Illinois Manufacturing President and the and CEO Mark Densler, along with the Illinois Manufacturer Association Board Chairman Rick DeLauder in studios. They're here to do their board meeting. Like, they have 36 people from all over the state of Illinois. They're going to be at 8 a.m. today and then taking a tour. We started our show off with them. We had a great education spotlight with Brooke Harris and LaShonda Anderson. We got Topper, Brinkotter, Home Highlight, and we move right into Angela. But if you aren't able to listen live and get it as we do it, it's always there for you for your convenience 24-7 at nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur app. You can get it at the iTunes store. You can get it anywhere podcasts are available. And it's presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Angela is the only other person I know that gets the sex text, too.
Really?
Yes, I just showed her.
Hers was better than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, missed the show earlier.
I thought maybe you guys were on, like, the same text group.
No. I got my first text spam, like, you know, and I've gotten a couple of the banking ones recently, but I'd never gotten one that, well, read yours.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait.
So I was listening to you guys this morning as my daughter and I were getting ready. And mine says, I am Melissa, 21, live in your street, which I know is, I don't have a street, and I don't have any neighbors.
And nobody lives in a street.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, I am so horny today. I want a video sex now and then real sex when you have time. My pick here, link, for my security, join and verify your email.
I'm sorry. Sex when you have time.
Yeah. When you have time. When you get around to it. Mine just says, I'm looking for sex, fun, and something more. Join me here. And it has like a bit.ly link in it.
Oh my gosh.
But this is, I'm glad to know I'm not the only one.
No.
Because I've never gotten a text with anything like this.
And I went to info to see if I recognized any of the numbers. And then my daughter goes, well, are any of those numbers people you know? And I said, no, because if they were in my contacts, it would come up like Brian Myers.
Yeah, mine were like all like 815 area codes or whatever.
Oh,
so
honey.
I have no idea. So
that's up north.
If you get it, you know, you just don't click the link.
And right? Don't freak out if your husband got one. It's spam.
I have to
share. I never even thought about that.
I never shared it with him. So if that's going to be something I share with him tonight, he's going to think that's hilarious.
Hey, do you know Melissa? Or what was it? Is her name?
Yeah. Melissa, yeah.
All right.
I live in your street.
Yeah.
Under the ground.
Yes. We all float
down here. It's exercise related.
Okay. It is. Yeah, it is. Vigorous activity.
Right.
Can't delete that fast enough.
No.
Reported as fraud. All right. So I want to talk a little bit, if we could. I don't want to be down in the weeds, but people keep scoring a lot of different ways. You know, we're encouraging people to come out and join the Y. Saw two tours go by yesterday, just during the half hour that we were working out in the fitness studio. And then everybody wants to know, because benchmarks and keeping score, it's an important thing. It also keeps you motivated. It keeps you going, because if you feel like you're not getting anything out of it, you will slowly fade away.
Definitely.
And so it's not about maybe losing pounds. It's maybe not about losing inches. So we talk about heart rate a lot. We talk about body composition. But there's some other interesting ways that you can track and monitor your health. And the technology that is available to you at your fingertips, there is something called VO2 Max. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with this. But basically, it refers to how well you can utilize oxygen during exercise.
Right.
And this is at CNET.com, by the way. I'm not blatantly stealing their stuff. I give them credit for it. But there is a new app now. PAI Health has developed a program to improve VO2 max using data from one of the largest health studies ever conducted, and you connect the PAI app to your Apple Watch or other wearables, and it will track your VO2 max.
I think I'm going to have to do this one.
Right.
Yeah, I'll connect it to my Garmin, and we'll see how
that goes. This is high level. Like, this was when, like, you'd see, like, the Tour de France or Olympic, you know, this, like, they were spending hundreds, if not millions of dollars on this type of equipment that would do this. Now you can do it on your phone.
It is crazy.
Right?
Because, you know, normally you'd have to go to a hospital and get hooked up to
You'd have to go to a clinic. Yeah.
These masks and the tubes, and then they'd measure it.
Okay, now body composition. I want to go into this a little because we are doing that with what's the machine called?
The InBody.
The InBody analysis. But according to this article, body composition refers to the various percentages of mass your body comprises. Most people think that just means fat mass and lean mass, but a true body composition provides numbers for subcutaneous fat, visceral fat, water mass, bone mass, lean muscle mass. And there is now, I guess, DEXA and bioelectric impedance analysis. There's all kinds of things, 3D body scanners, the BOD pods, the hydrostatic weighting, which is what we do at the Y. And as long as you use the same measurement tools each time, your progress will reflect accurately. These are different levels of this, but if you stick with the same one, you'll be able to track your progress.
Yes.
To whatever degree of accuracy it is. Jumping back and forth to all of them will do nothing for
you.
So stick with one.
Stick with one. And skin calipers were, you know, they were very popular. They were like the first. We have some ancient ones from probably the 70s. But you have to have somebody very trained and someone who does that on a regular basis to get pretty accurate readings with that.
And by the way, because it says right here, if you're a member of a gym, ask what tools they provide for members. Now, here's what you'll find at the Y. The tools, the experts, the purple place. What's that?
The purple place.
That's what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Literally. Yeah. I mean, if you go to them and talk about bioelectric impedance analysis or hydrostatic weighing, the kid that he's hired from the movie theater is going to look at you like you're speaking Latin.
Did you want a towel?
Yeah. Slice pizza? Okay, so deep sleep. Now, this is my downfall. Although, maybe it's not as bad as I make it out. Deep sleep.
Yeah.
The distinction is important. You need the deep sleep to wake up feeling refreshed and energized, because this stage involves the slowing of your heartbeat, the breathing, the brain waves, all of that working together. Sleep deprivation causes all sorts of psychological changes in your body. It makes exercise feel more difficult. And then one night of poor sleep can even decrease your endurance. So tracking this is something that you really should do. And this is literally a Fitbit will do this. They say the Fitbit's actually pretty accurate about your deep sleep. So, like, when I get up in the morning, it will tell me how many restful hours and then how many restless minutes were in that time. Why is this important?
Because it has been shown that those who don't get the 8 hours of sleep, it can affect your ability to gain or lose weight.
Now, do you have to get 8 hours at a time?
No. I don't think you do.
I have a hard time getting 8 hours.
And, you know, they also said that you couldn't make up for sleep that you've lost the night before a couple of decades ago. But now they're saying no, for sure. If you got 6 hours of sleep the night before, you can make it up.
Can you power nap?
Yes.
I love the power nap.
My power naps used to be 2 hours.
I hate them. I can't power nap.
I can't either.
I need a 2 hour.
Me too.
Here's what I'm finding lately. My power nap time are the weirdest dreams.
That's why I hate them.
Really?
And I get the sweats really bad.
This is just me, and this is no study, but I think men can fall asleep faster than women.
Yes.
That's just me.
That goes back to our whole other tax conversation.
Uh-oh.
Full circle. We've gone full circle. No, so, like, for instance, last night, if I look this up, I had 6 hours and 10 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
29 minutes awake and restless of those 6 hours and 10. And it's intermittent. It's not like all 29.
And do you remember the restless?
I roll over. I wake up. I'm not comfortable. I roll over. The pillow's not right. My arms.
Yeah.
I do.
Is 6 hours pretty normal for you?
Well, when you go to bed at like 10 or 10:30, it's like I'm going to bed late. It's just I got to be up early. You know, so when you get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, don't even want to go there.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's okay. But so I will generally then by the end, what I try to do is get to that 8 hours by the time I go to bed the following
night. So you have a pretty good pattern.
That 24-hour period, I feel like I can get almost 8 hours in.
Yeah, and the sleep can also, you know, affect your skin.
Yep.
And aging and all that good stuff. But we won't go there.
All right. Speed. Now, this is an interesting
speed.
One.
Okay.
Humans weren't built for speed, but some running world records could convince you otherwise. Few feelings compared to the one I get after beating an old 400-meter or mile personal record. In fact, I consider speed one of the top determinants of fitness for myself, the author of this article. It's critical in my activities of choice, running and CrossFit. You could use a notebook to log runs, but with so many great run tracking apps and activity trackers available, there's no need. Tracking speed will show you whether you're getting better and more endurance and better fit cardiovascular wise.
And I'm pretty sure you're the same as I am. If you're on your Real Rider, you want to
see
if you can go a little bit faster in the 30 minutes than you did the prior time.
I do, and I want to see how high up I can get my heart rate.
Yeah, or maybe how many calories you've burned in that same amount of time.
Now, here's one you are definitely down with. Strength.
Yep.
Undoubtedly, one of the best ways to measure fitness progress, logging strength workout helps you keep track of metrics like how much you can squat, how much you can press overhead. And he says, I haven't found an app he's crazy about, so he uses a notebook for this one. And I know not everybody's going to want to have notebooks and apps and do all this. And sometimes the imperative thing is for you just to start, just you know, to get to a beginning. But once you get there, when you see those incremental successes, I mean, that's what keeps building in the brain function for you to keep doing what you're doing.
And I think another, I think another one is just seeing muscle definition, seeing how you've changed your, not just with a measurement, but looking at yourself in the mirror and going, oh, wow, that wasn't there 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Now it is.
Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests Nike Plus Run Club. I have that app on my phone, which is pretty cool. It is also an app that will give you workouts. You don't have to create your own. It will give you a daily workout. And you register when you put it in there on all levels. I mean, it's not going to give you some crazy thing you can't do based on your level of when you join, and it will track you. And sometimes you need that extra motivation.
Absolutely.
Lindsay, I showed up yesterday at the gym and left my headphones at home. So I had to do 30 minutes on the Real Rider.
It was
no
a
music.
Mental victory, though.
It was.
Those are mental victories.
I wanted to quit 6 times. I mean, just because I kept tired of hearing everybody talk, and it was like the bad 80s, you know,
I can't
channel.
Do that on any running. I could probably do that rowing or walking.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because I can zone out and I can start my own story
my
head.
When you're on your third minute of climbing, and you need something to be hitting like on all, like,
you put me running, forget it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear myself huffing and puffing.
Anyway, Strava, by the way, which Kyle does over at Fleet Feet and Spin City, is a great one for cycling.
Yeah.
The Nike Plus Run Club is good for running. Cycling, I'm telling you, is the best thing, particularly if you're 40 and over, or if your knees aren't what they used to be. You know, running is really tough on your body. And cycling, you get all the same endurance and benefit, but you don't do near
you
the
do
damage.
Not get, no.
Yeah. How are people doing on their Real Rider test?
You're the only one I know for sure.
I thought I'd go in every day and it would be like I'd have to, wait for somebody to get off.
I did too.
Although it was set up for somebody 7'8" when I got in there yesterday.
Huh.
Got any members that are like the opposite of me?
I don't know if we have anything. Yeah.
I mean, I literally had to go to
I wonder if it was Tom. Maybe Tom got on there.
I had to go to the exact opposite end of the spectrum. I had to reset the whole bike. All right. Productivity, happiness level. You know, these are the kind of things that you don't think of necessarily, but I mean, are you more productive at work? Are you closer to like burnout? Those things can be, a personal gauge of your physical fitness and mental health through physical fitness.
Well, and I tell my coworkers a lot, I'm like, you need to get out from behind that desk and come take a class with me or just get into the wellness center for 30 minutes. It's going to make your afternoon so much more productive and They agree with me, but they don't necessarily do it.
Now, here's one that I'm going to throw at Lindsay, and she's going to fight this, but it is the absolute truth. Look at her.
Uh-oh. What?
You tell me, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but in all honesty, he says to track it. Use time tracking tools on your smart devices to see how much time you're spending on them. The more time you're spending on them every day, the less productive you are, period. And it is a sign of drifting and not being, you know.
Active?
Yes. You are on your phone now more than any time I've ever known you in your entire life. It never leaves your hands.
I would say, I mean, just thinking, probably I either was on my laptop or my phone most of yesterday. I think there were periods where I was filming, but okay. That was it.
No, but the laptop, you were editing a video. The checking the phone every 8 seconds is you doing something by your choice. That's not work.
Actually, yesterday, I was on Facebook only for work purposes. I never, like, looked at it for any other reason. But I was on devices.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, you kind of skirted the question, didn't she?
I'm on devices a lot.
Is it all for work?
No.
Most.
No, she is. If she, I go out there, how many times, hey, what are you working on? Oh, nothing. I'm trying to beat somebody in this game in China.
No, I have my weekends where I take, where I take a little break with my games.
She sleeps with it on her chest, the phone.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have got to stop that. Are you anxious? I would be anxious. Well, I don't even have my phone by my bed. It is in a different room when I go to sleep. You need to do that.
No,
nothing is that important.
I woke up at 3:00. Checked my email.
Oh.
Checked a couple other things that I needed to make sure were.
First and foremost, that is not the day-to-day norm for what's expected around here in this job. Yeah, there's a lot more of it than maybe some jobs.
Nothing can get done at 3:00, though.
No, but you are the extreme version.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, come on, cop to it. I think you'll feel better if you just unload this.
I think you need to get those little packets that they use in one of these schools in California where they lock all the kids' phones up before the school day.
Uh-huh.
Just like those things that you have at, like, a store where they rip them off so you don't steal anything. You need to pack yours in one, and only Brian can undo it.
Oh, yes. Give me control.
That is a terrible idea.
Is that a terrible idea?
You know what's going to happen? Hey, what's their Twitter handle? Hey, how am I going to do that?
Well, you have to do a week where you just don't do that.
Now, ask her how much screen time.
Okay, let's.
Between your phone and, are you synced with your iPad because you got to count both?
Well, no.
Okay, so then don't even give me the number because it won't be accurate. You got to sync both devices to get an accurate time of how much screen time you spend a day.
Okay, how do you use, iPhone. Last 7 days.
That's just the phone.
Okay, just iPhone, 3 hours, 44 minutes per day.
Just the phone. Now, if you add that same amount into the iPad, that's going to be 8 hours.
Or the laptop. I'm on the laptop more than I'm on the iPad.
Okay, but when you're not on the laptop, you're on the phone or the tablet. My point being, you can't spend 12 hours a day.
My average pickups are 135 per day. And around 88 notifications.
But you also have
614 a week.
Now, I'm trying to help her. She thinks I'm just picking a fight with her. I'm trying to help her. She has everything set up to notify her. I mean, the stuff she does not need to be notified at all. So her phone just pings.
And you don't have to respond to all of them,
right? No. But why? What has made you sign up for all of these notifications?
Well, some of them are for my side hustle.
Yes.
So I have to know those.
That sounds bad if you don't know what that
especially
is.
Since we've had these texts.
The conversations.
I have a legitimate side business, and so I do have to get notifications when I need to deal with a customer.
That's understandable. Yes. Well, what about the other 7,000 that come in?
The other ones are text things from any banking situation. So certain deposits that are auto-deposited, I'm aware of all of those things happening because I've had my identity.
We get paid twice a month. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No. Every transaction.
Okay,
I'm looking through my notifications and see what else there is. Twitter, Facebook, my calendar, which I need to take this off because I have 4 different calendars. So I get a notification for every single thing that pops up. One of those is even the show. So every commercial break and liner. Yeah, I don't need that.
Are you starting to see a pattern here?
Yeah.
I get my Fitness Pal, but really I only get from Angela, Brian, and reminders for myself. That's it.
Yeah.
So I don't get much there.
But, okay, let me ask you this. Wouldn't it be easier just to look at the little app and see if there was a notification number there?
And this is why. Under my messages, I have 585 messages unread. For email only.
And my Fitness Pal?
No, that's just in messages.
Oh.
Phone, I got like 56.
I feel like this is like we've just opened your head and we're looking inside.
Wow. YouTube, I have like 484. I mean, I've got notifications on it.
Why do you get YouTube notifications?
Because we have a channel and people do put things on there and I have to monitor that.
Crazy.
You don't have to. I'm telling
speechless.
You.
Sometimes, yeah.
I would be so anxious. I would just be like, bleh, and couldn't turn any. I have a hard time turning my brain
and
off anyway. I can't imagine.
No,
you.
And
I just
here
cannot.
Is what this guy says.
You have got
is that
help
humans are actually terrible at multitasking. So what you're doing is just
making it worse.
You're just piling on the multitasking by more layers of stuff to make you anxious. And then that reminder, having instead of you going to look for it, that's one thing. You have power over the situation. When it comes and tells you, that just turns you into anxiety mode.
And then stress and the cortisol. And
see, that's what I worry about is the cortisol. Because obviously, when you're trying to lose weight, that's not going to help.
Okay, we need to.
And I do think about that. Like,
we need to unplug something. Just start somewhere.
I need to unplug her.
This weekend, I will take an assessment of everything I receive, and I'm going to try to cut it by a percentage.
Yeah.
And we will report on that next week. How about that?
75%?
I cannot.
I think you can.
75%.
Because you act like...
Okay, one of the first things I'm cutting, then, because all of your dumb questions that you could look up for yourself on you.
But I usually... first of all, the only time I ever ask you about that is when I'm posting on Instagram.
Brian, everyone can cop to you going, why can't this... What's wrong with... Can you find out why... Think about it. How many times do you ask me to explain something?
I'm not. This is what you do is deflect, and it's clearly, abundantly clear to everybody. Deflecting. No.
I will never, ever do anything with my Fitness Pal. I'm not going to.
I like your messages. That's
usually
the only thing
I'm positive.
Yeah, I can go, oh, I got it. Although I didn't log yesterday. Jill's going to catch up to me now.
Okay.
You still got time.
I know. Oh, you haven't done it yet?
I haven't been back. To the office yet. So. You can do it.
Okay.
No stress.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go with that.
That is amazing. And I figured you were because you're always coming up with all this stuff.
Right. But of course, did you see this? She made it my fault. And
I just
everyone,
said,
no.
I'm cutting some of this will be.
So I can't text you anymore?
You can text me.
Okay.
She tell just, me something, not tell me, ask
not,
me how
she's
to do
not
something.
Responding.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just do the same thing then both ways?
I'm just saying.
Okay, maybe I'll just go back and read through our text. And
what's this person's email or contact information? Do you know their Twitter handle? I'm going to go, I'm going to have to look it up.
Just write her a note, yes or no, pass it
back. Do you realize that she can't even separate the legitimate questions like asking if she has somebody's email to getting a notification that somebody has posted something in my Fitness Pal?
My heart rate would be incredible.
Oh, it is?
I mean, it'd be out of my chest. Just, because I'd want to get it all done, and I'd want to get,
But you have so much.
I'm anxious just thinking about the anxiety.
Makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it? That's the vibe she puts out 24/7.
I want to take you out.
You are uncomfortable.
Chill out with a drink with you.
I'm a little defensive right now.
You think? But I only do this because I want her to be happier. I mean, I don't want her being a slave to all of this.
Don't be a slave to it.
The technology you got to own. You can't let the technology own you, right? I mean, that's the way it's got to be.
Well, you know me and my technology.
No, but that's true with anything in life.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to control it. You got to own it. You got to make it work for you. Mm-hmm. You can't be a slave to it.
Right.
You know, you can't be a slave to the gym. You got to make the gym your friend and make the gym do what you want it to do to get to where you want to be.
And trust me, Lindsay, as you know, I'm not the most technically savvy, but I do have...
You're better than you give yourself credit for.
I'm better, but when I'm at home, there are certain things that I have to have a certain way, and if they're not, that drives me crazy, so I get it.
I get it, too. I'm not saying it's something that's irrational. I just think you can't keep that pace up.
You can't.
Right.
You can't. It's going to affect you.
Because it does
in the long
become
run.
Harder to shut off.
Yes.
Brian will say, take a nap. Take a break.
Yeah, yeah. All, wait a minute. I thought I was the one loading all, you up with all this. Oh, you mean I actually, you know, care?
It's true.
Yeah.
I can't shut it off.
I mean, and then she'll lay down, she'll put the phone on her chest. I'm like, would you
That's
phone?
The first thing you have got to stop doing.
Because if they are growing tumors, you're done. I mean, you know.
I have my
She's
time
gonna
on
have
this
a third
earth
one,
is gone.
Right?
She probably got one the size of a bowling ball. It's probably what broke your ribs.
I have a third boob. That's what it is. I got a third boob growing out of it.
All right. If people want to come out and take a tour of the YMCA and find out about these things that we talk about, and I don't want to, folks, we're not lecturing. I just know.
It's having a little fun.
Like, let me tell you about the folks at Just Right Eating. I was telling Angela yesterday. I'm so excited about this because, to me, every time we tell you about this and people sign up, it's a healthier way for people to live their lives. That means our community is getting better one person at a time.
It is, and it is amazing how the logs, when people weren't doing it in the beginning and now they're doing it, and how much better their macro percentages are and their sodium
intake.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it great?
It is amazing.
I get twitchy if I get over 2000, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like going, wait, whoa, whoa,
too
whoa,
close.
Whoa. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I now can feel sodium in my veins.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not kidding you.
And so, you know, they're not using preservatives and
right.
Everything is fresh that
yes.
is coming to you. It's amazing.
Well, I had somebody yesterday send me a text, wanted to know, justrighteating.com. That's it is so intuitive and ready to go. Just take care of it. Good stuff. All right, Angela, thanks for
Thank
yesterday.
You.
I made it back, got on the real rider, did our workout in the training, felt good. And then next week, I'm going to have to miss our Wednesday class.
I know. Can you just tell them that you can't? No, Wednesdays are out. You have to change the day.
I did that, but this is important. And I gotta,
I was like, where are you going? Oh, now I remember.
I got to drive to Mendota. So
going up by my neck of the woods.
Yeah, pretty cool story, though.
Yeah, it is.
But I will be at a class on Monday. You know what I'm so excited about? I got in the mail. I got a new – do you remember the high school name in Stranger Things?
No.
You don't remember the Stranger Things high school?
I don't.
What was the name of the town?
I don't remember. Oh, Hawkins.
Yes. So I got Nike came out with a Hawkins High School workout stuff from Stranger Things.
Wow.
Are you a Stranger Things fan?
Never seen it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
How is that possible?
There's, I don't know.
Now there's Lindsay.
And then there's
Ridiculous. How have you missed the whole Stranger Things phenomenon?
We need to just meet in the middle.
Is there a way we can like just meld the two of you? All right, we've got to take a break. Angela, we'll see you next week.
All right,
see you
great.
Monday in class, actually. Yeah. What are we looking forward to?
Well, that's Austin. You got Austin on Monday.
Oh, Austin's back, yeah. But
I don't think I'm going to be feeling better.
How did everybody do in spin?
I thought they did super great, although they were complaining about the seat, which we get every time. But
I don't know if I just got past that at some point in my life.
You
is that you just like when you're riding horses and stuff?
Yep,
too,
you kind of get that callus there.
Well, you just get used to it.
You
right?
do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so everybody's probably still even sore for
probably
that.
Probably you'll have to ask Matt. I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, get past it, folks.
Yep.
The benefit is great.
It
All
is.
Right. Taking
Thank
a quick
you.
Break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today we've got still a slight chance of seeing some isolated showers here and there. Otherwise, partly sunny and highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 57 for your Saturday sunshine, highs near 82, and Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86. It is 75 degrees in downtown Decatur.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time home buyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers. people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Thanks to Jugger Pediatric Dentistry. Only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
The young DeWong, that's one, on to Goldschmidt. Double play and a Redbird winner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window. From 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
On the money.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to the show. Tell you about a new initiative in town involving some great organizations. In just a couple of seconds right now, we go to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Thursday, and the Dow was up 45 points to 27,182. Investor optimism improved following the European Central Bank's announcement of additional stimulus measures. In economic news, weekly initial jobless claims fell to a five-month low. The consumer price index rose one-tenth during August, and the CPI was up 1.7% year over year. After removing the volatile food and energy components, the CPI rose 2.4% year over year, just above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.01%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.63%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.05%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 2/32, yielding 1.794%. Gold futures were up $7.50 at $1,514.70. Crude oil futures were up a quarter at $55.32 a barrel. For the last day of the week, the Dow is trading at 27,259, a positive 76 points. ADM at 41.95, Ameren 76.32, Caterpillar 132.13, Norfolk Southern 180.71, PPG 119.06, Tate & Lyle 37.21, and Mueller Water 11.39. And I'll finish the week with a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. People ask the difference in a leader and a boss. The leader leads and the boss drives. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. Is it true that we have the weekend off? I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I'm going through what we need to cover this weekend. But
I mean, there's no events, right?
No.
No Charlie Tan events?
None of that we have to.
Okay, so that's but we're going to like come back with a vengeance because there's like three or four next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so stay tuned. Not that there's not things going on this weekend. There'll be plenty going on, just nothing that we have to directly go to and be a part of. That's a good feeling and a weird feeling and a rare feeling. So I'll have that little...
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take that phone away, and we're going to take Angela's advice, and you know, we'll see how it works. All right, welcome back to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We had a lot of folks in today, a lot of great stuff here in town. We started out the morning... with the Illinois Manufacturers Association. They've got 36 board members here in Decatur. Spent the night last night, went to the Gin Mill for dinner, and they're going to be at ADM doing their board meeting and taking a tour of ADM. And we had the Education Spotlight, District 61, in a little bit earlier. Brooke Harris was here, and LaShonda Anderson, very impressive parent, who graduated from that leadership class that they're doing, and the next class is going on. We have the link to that, right, in the story that's up on Now Decatur. And Now Decatur Facebook page, if you're a District 61 parent. Great homes for sale. You talk about the value. That house that Blake Reynolds has that's open this Sunday, it's unreal. I've passed this house 1,000 times, and every time I do, I go, but that's a great place, and they got a great pool and a great layout. Mm-hmm. And for the square footage, I mean, it's like $69 a square foot. It's unbelievable. So the home values, we keep telling you about that. We did the ADM trucking video story yesterday about these job opportunities that are out there. These kids, this kid is an Eisenhower grad. We talked a little Panthers, but, you know, this guy went to Richland, you know, did his thing there, went out to ADM. They're starting out when they're hired, $45,000, $50,000 a year. They get certified, gets up to like 60. There's overtime on top of that. There's all kinds of opportunities in this community and all kinds of stories you could tell day in and day out. And sometimes you feel like the negatives are getting the best of you. You know, like you feel like they're shouting a little louder. They're making a little more noise. Or you feel like kind of, I saw a poll yesterday that only 1 in 5 Americans can name a branch of the government. And you think, where are the people? Why won't they meet you halfway? Or they, I love when they start commenting on a video that's 7 minutes long that addresses everything they're commenting on, but they can't really take the time to watch the video before they tell you what they think of the video. So you guys are partnering up. Natalie Beck joins us in the studios from the Community Foundation. Also with us is Kara Lee Meisner from the Decatur Park District, and she's been spending her summer living at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. And Jay Owens from DPS. I don't know anything about this program at all. I read through the stuff last night that was sent over, but maybe give me start, you know, at the beginning, how the conversation start. What's the purpose?
So the purpose is really just to build on what you just said. It's to highlight the great things in Macon County and to celebrate the young professionals that are here. And so, you know, a lot of these organizations have come and gone in our community, but we're partnering together, Bill Clevenger and Kara Lee and with the Park District and myself and the Community Foundation, and we want to present to the young professionals basically an outlet for them. So again, you've seen this in the past, right? The 501 Club, I mean, all these different groups have come and gone, and we're just saying if we partner together, maybe we could have this synergy that this would last.
Well, it probably, you know, needs to reinvent itself because the kids who are in the 501 Club aren't kids anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but to that point, you know, I was heavily involved in the beginning of that program. And a lot of people invested a lot of money. We did it the right way. And that was 3,000 people strong, you know, at one point, young professionals that were, and we were way ahead of the game. You know, you got to remember this is all before smartphones and everything else, but they had their own website, and they had their own profiles, and they had their own connections, all kinds of social events.
Right.
And there were lessons we learned for sure when you do anything. But walk me through sort of the things you're thinking about. And I know some of this is just conceptual, you know, now.
Right.
But what do you see this, you know, the purpose that it serves?
Absolutely. So from a Park District standpoint, you know, we serve so many different facets of our community. We, you know, we have a senior center. We definitely have kid programming and youth programming. It's that young professional sector that we really want to appeal to, and that, you know, a lot of our activities and our programming that we currently have do reach, but we want more of those professionals that are living and working and planning, you know, a family or planning to stay here in Decatur. We want them to have an outlet and have a social outlet, have a recreational outlet, have an athletic outlet, whatever that might be, whatever their passion is or whatever they connect with. We just basically want to be the hand that holds, you know, and drives them to where they want to be. So this particular community connection is what we're calling it, the Next Gen Young Professional Group. It's free membership, so it's not going to cost you anything to join, and it's simply going to connect you to opportunities that already exist here in the community. But, you know, we're saying there's a place for you, whether it be an event at the Devon or whether it be like a co-ed volleyball team or whatever that might be. We want young professionals to know that they belong here in our community, and we have special things that we want them to be a part of so that they can exist and make an impact here, you know, where they're living and working.
All right. Well, let's stay with that for a second, because you do have an event sort of scheduled. And first of all, when you say join, that's, I mean, we'll put this link up in the podcast as well, but there's a section at the Decatur Park District website where people can actually join.
Correct.
You're looking at 25 to 40.
Yes.
I mean, that's your age range.
That's the target. And living in Macon County. So not just Decatur, but Macon County as a whole. We know that there is a section of the population that feels underserved, and that's just what we're here to provide.
All right. So if you're 24, you're 41, I mean, you're not going to be carding people
right
at the door. I mean, this is just sort of general demographics you're looking for.
Right.
All right. So so tell me about this first then event. You've got it's coming up at the Devon Amphitheater on the 27th, which is just, you know, a couple of weeks away.
Yeah. So we Natalie had a great idea to pull a steering committee together, and that's sort of where Jay comes in and some other young professionals that are part of major employers here in town and say, you know, what is it that you guys want? Because we may not know. So we're not here telling you what to do. We're here to hear it from you and help you facilitate it. So, you know, they kind of came up with a plan to say, if we're going to launch this, it's got to be somewhere cool. So obviously the Devon was the place to go.
By the way, congratulations on the Chamber Award yesterday for Outstanding Business Development. I thought that one was a slam dunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Very humbled and very excited about that. Thanks. But yeah, so the last concert of the season is going to be September 27th. So we're going to have a little exclusive where you get in early. If you're a member of this Next Gen YP group, you get in early, you get to mingle, you get to meet other YP members. You get the first 100 people that sign up for membership, we're going to get a free ticket to that event as well. So, you know, we're just trying to connect again with things that are already going on in our community, not reinventing the wheel, but connecting them with, hey, look at the cool stuff that's already going on. And by the way, you get some neat perks because you're part of this group.
All right. And then you, there's, I guess, a conversation in the works about a, like a private costume Halloween at Oasis or at Overlook Adventure Park and some things like. So you're planning these socials as right. being the kind of face-to-face gathering of this group.
And really, that's only one component. You
sure.
know, there's other, there's professional development that we're talking about, you know, in neat ways and giving you access to, you know, some employers and some influential speakers and, you know, really the movers and shakers in our community that, that maybe these YPs want to meet and never have had the chance. And this is the avenue that they get to do that through.
Well, I like the mobile workshop idea because what we found all those years ago in the research, and we did a lot, is that, you know, Caterpillar would recruit engineers, you know, to come here and live. And what they would do is that was their circle. They knew other Caterpillar people, but they didn't necessarily know ADM people or Tate and Lyle people. And they had, we had these sort of bubbles everywhere that when you sort of connect the dots, it makes it easier for them all to get to know each other. And when, Jay, when it comes to like District 61, you're trying to recruit the best and the brightest and the new teachers. And this kind of quality of life stuff matters when people are choosing a place to live and work.
And you're exactly right. So this is what has happened. We found out that Caterpillar has their own group. ADM has their own young professionals group. DPS had their own young professionals group at one time. And we were just really overworking ourselves. And when I found out from Chris Allen, which is another member that's going to be with us, he had this great idea to all partner together. And that is when we came together at the table and decided on, let's combat the perception of there's nothing to do in Decatur. And so having this event at the amphitheater is definitely going to help with my charge, yes, to attract and retain the brightest and the best to Decatur, and then strategy 5 to cultivate community partnerships.
You bet. And it's District 61, it's Caterpillar, it's ADM, it's the hospitals. I mean, it's everyone that, everyone. You know, is recruiting. You know, we've got a lot of momentum over the last few years. Now, Natalie, then it seems to me like we can talk about out and about and Giving Circle, you know, because this kind of relays right back to the Community Foundation's mission is, you know, what these young people are passionate about and how they can give and contribute and make a difference in the community.
Well, and it comes down to there wouldn't be a Community Foundation in 20 years if these young professionals don't stay here. So we want to attract them. We want to listen, as Jay said, and work with them and let them realize what we offer here. And then if they stay and they have families, we just continue to grow a great community.
All right. So the Giving Circle?
The Giving Circle is one component.
Yeah.
And so that group is, again, like Jay said, that existed previously. We're trying to bring groups together. So combine the Giving Circle that's been making an annual gift of $5,000 and whatever this group decides they want to support this year, they do it with their volunteer hours. They do it with money. But that's just another thing. You don't have to be involved in that if you don't want to.
No, but it's a good way if you're not really sure.
But if you're out, yeah. And you combine your dollars, or particularly if you're at a company that has matching dollars, and you're like, wow, this group allows me to combine with other donors my age, and we really can see the impact immediately.
Yeah, it's also a way that a young professional can give $125 but be part of a $5,000
exactly.
gift that has a significant impact. All right, so tell me about Out and About and the Get Connected portal and how you find, you know, or and maybe sometimes, you know, people don't even know what their passion is until they, you know, meet it, you know, face to face or see it firsthand. How would this sort of work?
Yeah. So, again, that partnership that, you know, the United Way has already
exactly.
built this volunteer portal. So, you know, we don't need to recreate that. We just want to drive people to something that already exists. That's a great outlet for them to find their passion when it comes to volunteering, you know, donating their time. Because a lot of time young professionals, if they're just getting into their career, maybe don't have, you know, the opportunity to write that check, but they've got time that they can donate and they've got skills that they can donate to these organizations that are in need. So again, just connecting them to those important things that already exist in our community.
Okay, so do you have the committee all together? Is that still a work in progress?
It is a work in progress. So if you are interested, definitely we want you to come to our event on September the 27th. We will have a small portion where we will explain what the passion, what the mission is all about. So we definitely want to see you there. There's nothing that millennials or young professionals don't like better than exclusivity. So you will be exclusive to this group if you are definitely
you
at
get
the
in,
event.
Yeah, you get yes. in early. You have a priority area up front and some recognition, some prizes. And again, just building on that, this group. And, we, you know, our goal is just listen, react and expose the positive things in Macon County.
All right, so how does this work, Carolee, not going through the membership sign-up thing? So if I click on the link, what happens next?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just go to Decatur-Parks.org under the Programs tab, it says Next Gen YP Group. It explains a little bit about, you know, what this group is. And then there's just a form you complete. You know, you give us your contact information. From there, you'll be on our email list, and we can email out the code to get your free ticket to the event.
Okay, so that will automatically be generated to them if they're one of the first 100 to
right.
sign up.
Correct.
All right, so basically looking 25 to 40-ish, you know, that age range, professionals in the community. Well, I know it was like, and then you get like somebody's always going to stretch it. You know, grandpa, you're not, this isn't for you. So, we're not getting crazy
one,
with
grandma.
It. Not this one. There's plenty of, you got Romeo. Go check those guys out.
Yeah.
So you sign up online, first 100 get a ticket, and that's going to be the first sort of gathering of bodies, so
that's
to speak,
the
at the 27th. This band's a lot of fun. They were there for, the soft opening, at the very beginning when we first got a look at the actual amphitheater in use. Now, will the kids understand any of this music?
Yeah.
I'm saying this music's from the 80s and 90s. Natalie and I remember it.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I always say to them when we're meeting.
Yeah. I met that in a, you know, this is like, this is old-timer music on that night.
No, I think it's funny because actually a lot of the classics are coming back around. And,
that's right.
You know.
Backstreet Boys are big again.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Well, they do. The band actually does all over the place. I mean, I was stunned at how many different things they, you know. So to the general public, there's still tickets available. It's the last show of the year. Why not go out with a bang?
Absolutely.
At the Devon Amphitheater.
And it's really just going to be a party. I mean, they're a party band. They're a cover band. You're going to know the songs. It's so entertaining. And particularly for this Next Gen group, you know, you're going to have a spot in the pit where you can dance and you can have a drink and you can mingle, you know, just very laid back.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much fun they are. And it is like a party band, you're right. Like, at one point they did Wham. Do you remember that? I mean, how does a group do Poison
well,
and
first,
Wham
I
in
thought,
the same set?
Okay, this is all going to just be like hair bands, fine.
Yes.
And then I'm like, is he dressed as Prince?
Yeah.
And then he comes out in like these little shorts, I mean, like little gold lamé shorts and a...
Yeah, the Wham video.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Something interesting we learned about the band is they don't necessarily have a set list. It's basically whoever comes out of the dressing room.
They just know what
so
to go into.
If Prince comes out, then they're playing Prince. You know, if a hair band comes out, if it's Queen, then that's what they're playing next. So it's kind of fun. It keeps them on their toes.
Well, it's a great show. What are ticket prices, by the way, for the general public?
$5 to $15, depending on where you want to sit.
Wow. You're all the way up to $15. Well, I'm telling you. Right now, it is the best deal, has been the best deal in town. We had a story the other day about average ticket prices in America. This is where musicians are making their money because nobody's buying albums or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the average ticket price to see a show in the United States of America is $101. That's what the median ticket average is. I think what was the most expensive ticket at the Devon this year?
$50 for VIP.
At Trace Atkins or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, so think about that, folks. It is unbelievably priced. It's packed full of people. You got a couple of movie nights. Is E.T. still coming? Because well, didn't everybody have that circled on their calendar?
Oh, yeah. E.T. is coming. It's going to be such a good, again, throwback movie. But, like, my kids know E.T., so it's all made itself full circle. I think that's going to be a fun sort of almost, you know, Halloween. We're ready for fall. We're ending the season, winding it down. So that'll be good.
All right. Well, guys, we really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in and sharing all the information. And good luck. I think you'll be wildly successful. People just, you know, sometimes need a little help in finding a place to belong. And if you offer a gateway, I think there's a lot of young professionals out there that will take you up on it. We really appreciate it. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got a chance of some showers, thunderstorms, just getting a little bit cloudy out there. Otherwise, partly sunny skies today and highs near 82 degrees for tonight. Clear and lows around 57 for your Saturday sunshine. Highs near 82 and Sunday, going to be mostly sunny skies. Highs around 86 degrees. Right now it is 75 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Over time, soil pressure against a basement foundation wall and soil expansion from periods of being wet and frozen can cause basement walls to crack and bow in. Don't wait until it's too late to make repairs. Protect your family and your home's investment. Get a free estimate from Woods Basement Systems, this area's highest rated, most reviewed basement experts. Call toll-free 866-851-5061 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
The Redfern Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur. Thanks to Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers. people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Thanks to Jugger Pediatric Dentistry. Only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning. Scott writes in, do you remember the 81 movie Saturday the 14th, comedy spoof, which when you think about it makes sense. Saturday the 14th happens just as frequently as Friday the 13th. Enjoy your weekend. I don't remember Saturday the 14th. 1981. Do you?
I was five.
Okay.
Or six.
Yeah. This weekend, what do we have coming up? Well, tonight we start with high school football. 6 p.m. extended pregame show on both WSOY and ESPN. Then Scott and Blake will call the St. Teresa Meridian football game with pregame at 6:45 on WSOY. Eric and Tony will have Normal U versus MacArthur. And then end of the weekend, Saturday, the Fighting Illini host Eastern Michigan, 10 a.m. pregame, 11 kickoff. And then we go to the Cardinal baseball game at 5:20. First pitch at 6:15. Cardinals again take on the Brewers Sunday, 12:20 p.m. pregame, first pitch at 1:15. So an action-packed weekend in sports across the board. Now, Cardinals tickets winner. Did we get one of those?
We did. Aaron Stock.
Aaron Stock.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Aaron Shock.
No, not Aaron Shock.
Aaron Stock.
Yes.
Okay. Because Aaron Shock loved his sporting tickets.
Did he?
That was one of, he was getting access to things and then reselling them at a higher value.
Yes,
he was. Also, I got a text in my email. This thing still confuses me because most people don't do this.
No.
How is this done, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
I have no idea. I remember I used something like this during the golf tournament one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember why, but it had something to do with just our communication system that year. But I don't know even how it was done. Somebody else set it up for me.
Because you get like it's a text. And you get like a little message inside the email,
uh-huh.
But like the email comes from a phone, right? Anyway, so if you can mention the Knights of Columbus Tootsie Roll Drive is this weekend, today and tomorrow, I would appreciate it. I know it's late in the show, but just thought of it. Thanks. Yeah, sure. You'll see the Knights of Columbus. They do that thing. They help, what is it, Special Olympics?
I believe, and
other programs. So yeah, why not? But give the money and
How does that work?
What do you mean?
The Tootsie Roll Drive. I always remember that.
They're like in doorways and bank drive-thrus and, you know, any place there's a lot of traffic and you make a donation, you get a Tootsie Roll. I would say to make it a healthier community, give them the donation and say, that's okay, you can keep the Tootsie Roll.
I agree.
You don't want like a bunch of Tootsie
Rolls. I mean, Tootsie Rolls are a good candy, though. I like Tootsie Rolls.
What do you mean they're a good candy?
Like, that's a candy I'd actually take.
Okay.
There's candies you don't.
I was talking about just calories and sugar and all of that. Candy. Yeah. There you have it. Anyway, so I didn't realize they were doing that. So there you go. Knights of Columbus. In fact, we maybe do a story on
that
today.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is going on this weekend? Anything else we need to know about?
We got the Taste of History, but I think the tickets, I think
they're sold out.
Sold out.
That is a great event. You and I went to that last year,
mm-hmm.
right? And you tour all of the mansions and the museums. And the Milliken Homestead. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to that Mueller Museum, it is so impressive.
Wow. Yes.
How cool is that?
It's like you would do not expect that.
So here's the deal. The week is done. It's been one of the longest weeks of the year. And I feel like I ought to do that John Bender walk-off with the fist in the air.
Yeah.
If you're old enough to get the reference.
I do.
It's like, close the show. Flannel shirt. Gloves with no fingers, fist in the air, Breakfast Club style. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show, podcast presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We will see you Monday. Will you
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shyler with your stories now. District 61 Superintendent Dr. Paul Frigo delivered the first State of the District presentation to community members at Eisenhower High School. Dr. Frigo says it's important to have events like this to continue transparency between the district and the community.
Well, we're always looking for ways to better link with our community, have more transparency, make sure everybody understands what's going on in the district. That's important to develop the support and build on the support. This is just something we came up with, the next step in that work.
To see a